Love Go ang sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan para bolahan. Hatid sa inyo ng Kolehiyo ng Pantaong Kinetika at DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Isa na naman Martes at kasama na naman natin si teammate Wisdom at ako si teammate Ivan dito sa Love Go ang sports. At marami tayong mga sports over the weekend. Anong mga week sports natin na teammate Wisdom?
Highlights natin, we have yung badminton natin, doing much better than expected. Ang ating women's badminton team undefeated 7-0. And then automatic na sa finals na sila. Again, so pwede sila mag-grand slam.
Talaga. Ayos yun, dahil defending champions sila yun. Ha? Tapos yung men's team natin for sa badminton.
6-1, 6 wins 1 loss. Assured na sila
assured
sa semis.
Sila sa final four, sa semis na.
Yes. So,
tapos natin. Magandang balita rin sa beach volleyball natin. Women's beach volleyball natin, may chance pa sila sa
talaga.
Final four. Medyo nakatay sila ngayon for fourth with the 3 wins, 3 losses. At yung men's beach volleyball natin na si Miguel Wendell Miguel. Sila ay nasa 4-2 ngayon, tied for 4-2. Second, pero triple tie sila at the moment. So,
and then, ano to, double round robin pa rin sila?
Hindi, single round robin lang ang beach volleyball.
Okay. Tapos semis
one week
na.
Lang siya nangyayari. Dati, over 4 weekends, ngayon, isang week lang to. Tapos yun.
Tapos next, ano na?
Medyo nandun na sila sa 4-2 na eh. So, ibig sabihin, isang game na lang.
Isang game na lang. Tapos pasok na.
So, yun. May mga super special guest tayo.
Super
ngayon.
Special.
Oh, kasi dalawa sila ngayon eh.
Okay, tama pala. Double special. Double
special.
Deluxe.
Yes, yes, tama. Tsaka medyo, ano ata, medyo of your kind.
Hindi naman.
Bakit? Ito, mahilig sila magbuhat ng mga weights eh.
Yeah, pero sila, they compete.
Ah, ikaw hindi. Medyo hindi. Chill ka lang.
Chill lang.
Pero balita ko rin, just mga YouTubers tsaka mga ano to eh, mga social
it's media. It's right up your alley.
My alley naman. Akin naman din ano.
So combine na lang natin.
Oh, sige. Pero ano, sila, nasa ibang level sila kasi parang pinag-combine silang teammate Ivan tsaka teammate Wisdom. Sila ay si Patricia Ramos and Mika Resurrection who are international competitive bodybuilders. Yun. So kamusta naman na... Patricia tsaka Miko.
Okay naman. Ito, rest day.
Rest day ngayon. Kaya pala wala kayo sa gym. Teammate Wisdom, pag Tuesday ba, rest day mo rin? Ba't nandito ka sa...
Hindi, sabi ko, you can rest when you're dead.
No day off lang.
No such thing as rest day. So, Patricia and Miko, how long na have you been competing sa lifting?
Clarify na. Anong category? Kasi for example, sa women, we have a bikini, physique, mm-mm. and women's figure. Bodybuilding. Tapos sa men's, we have
physique,
bodybuilding.
Classic physique.
And then may classic
bodybuilding pa lang. Yeah.
So,
so ako naman, I'm in bikini. So yun yung pinaka-maliit. And then...
I do men's physique, which is more on proportions. It's not really on the muscular.
Yeah, the overall look.
Yeah. Okay. So yun. So those are all technically parang all under bodybuilding. Mm-hmm. Pero yung bodybuilding in itself is a category.
Yes. Talaga. Alam mo, ito nakakalbago kasi teammate Wisdom. Yung dati, akala ko sa weightlifting or sa bodybuilding, parang medyo para pa sa performance lang. Parang baliktad eh kasi usually alam natin para sa looks and sa physique sa contest na yun. Pero yung akin parang dahil galing ako sa College of Human Kinetics no or doon tayo nagsimula. Medyo para alam mo performance siya lahat basis dapat. Pero ito na rin bago ako. Nagulat ako dun sa sinabi mong sa categories nila no.
Yes,
ano po yung mga ano?
Yung basically yung category kasi sa size lang.
Yung nga eh.
Tama, the bigger you get the more the category. Parang ganun lang yung nangyayari.
Yung nga. So, kailan kayo nag-start nito?
I mean, how long have you been lifting and then kasi syempre you'd start lifting and then compete.
Oo. So, actually siya yung nauna. So, siya yung nag-influence sa akin. So,
ako naman, I've been lifting weights since 14 years old. Pero ever since naman, may interest ako in bodybuilding and building my physique. Pero it really started yung weightlifting around mga second year high school. Mm-hmm. It started in the weight training class. So I would just be lifting weights, puro bench press lang. Hindi ako nag-legs back then eh.
So, gusto ko lang yung legs pag sa physique na category?
Uso, pero hindi masyado kasi naka-board shorts.
So,
okay. So, all you need
so,
is
scabs. Pwede pa ako.
All you need is scabs, okay na.
So, yun. It evolved from getting a pull-up bar to, yun, weights na talaga. Mm-hmm. So, around 14 years old.
I see.
Ako naman, I'm going on my third year now of lifting weights. Thanks to his influence, my boyfriend. Kasi, wala. Nainggit ako kasi lagi siya nasa gym eh. So sabi ko, ano ba ginagawa mo dyan? So sama na nga ako. So yun.
At sama first, ba? Or
sama, bantay. Alam mo na. So yun. Mag 3 years na. Ever since then, we've both been going sabay na 5 to 6 times a week.
So you started competing, ikaw, as you much,
ako,
much longer after yun, ano na?
I started in high school kasi may small bodybuilding competition.
Ah, talaga?
Salasal Green. Salasal. Oh, it's called Are You the Man?
Second year high school.
Kilala dapat dati yung mga tao dun. Sino yung mga teacher dun?
Sila
Coach Juno Ramos. Juno, ano ba tinuturo dito sa mga bata?
Wala na ngayon eh.
My teammate. My teammate.
3 years
Tapos, okay. So yun, I did 3 shows in high school. Second year, third year, fourth year. Tapos yung first show ko, it was 2014. Mutant 2014.
Ah, yung Mutant
PhD. Tapos I did the Sean Roden Classic. That was also 2014. And last year, I just did the Sean Roden.
Okay. Nag-physical sa SRC last year.
SRC. Tapos ano, I had one more competition pala in it's a local sa gym lang. That's what I did. Yeah.
Ayun.
So ako naman.
Ikaw naman from
ako naman was last year. That was my first year of competing. I did the Jemalyn Crosby Sports Festival and also the Sean Roden Classic. So that was our first competition together.
Ah, talaga? Oh, so magkasabay yung
milestone.
Prep niya yun.
Oh, yun nga sabi
at least ano, at least yung diet na time, pareho kayo nagda-diet.
So sabi nga namin eh, kung if we can ano, if we can survive this diet together, okay na tayo.
Okay yun ah.
So when did you realize na, for example, magko-compete ako, like, sa sobrang bata, pero from the amateur to the actual na parang semi-pro or pro na level na...
Ah, kasi lumipat ako ng gyms eh.
Okay.
So, yung mga competitors sa bagong gym ko, or maraming mga competitors sa bagong gym eh, so sila nag-influence sa akin.
Okay, so parang sabi na,
pwede
ka naman.
Try lang,
so, paano kayo nagbukas na bilang, you know, sige, magko-compete ako, medyo, syempre, magpapakita kayo ng katawan dito, di ba? Parang yun na yun, pumasok sa ganun kasi most of maraming tao may mga problem sa pag-show or for sa self-esteem nila or hindi naman sa physique, no? Pero how to push through with that one? Medyo may background ka ba sa pagiging artista or mahilig ka lang matumingin sa mirror or magbigay na, ano, maglagay sa social media? How do you get through this one, this kind of ano?
For me kasi, I've never really been shy in front of people. And since, yun nga, I love lifting weights, I'm proud of what I accomplished naman. So, yun. It wasn't really a problem for me to compete.
Mm-hmm. Ako naman, syempre, girl.
Sino nag-influence sa'yo? Kung siya na-influence ng mga ka-gym niya, ikaw na-influence niya?
The same thing. Yung gym din namin, because we go to the same gym. Okay. Tapos, parang wala, ito sa natural, it was natural progression for us kasi parang what's next. Mm-hmm. Pero syempre, at first, medyo ayaw niya. Kasi nga, iba yung pag bikini. Siyempre, pag board shorts.
Ah, okay.
Diba? Siyempre, iba pag girl, mas konti pa kami. So, talagang titignan ka. Pero kasi in bodybuilding naman, we noticed na pag nanonood kami ng show, I mean, yung tingin mo sa person, you look at the muscle, you don't look at it in, you know, yung in an uncomfortable way.
You forgot one of your shows. You forgot the Arnold's Amateur. You forgot to mention
that. Yeah, I forgot to mention that was the most recent. So, that was my international show where I won the short class. Okay. So, yun naman, like, you really just see it for, you know, yung hard work. And nakita mo dun kasi alam mo, pinagdaanan mo rin yun. Alam mong hard work yun. Hindi naman yun, like, you know, not in a nice way. Alam
tsaka mo? yung sa mga ganyan kasi, yung mga nanonood, yung audience itself, know what they're looking for. Kumbaga, hindi siya just there to, parang, we know specifically ano yung mga tinitingnan nila.
So,
like,
ano yung specific? Kasi bodybuilding. So, ano yung mga specific na
tinitingnan
dito?
Depende. Yun yung ano eh.
Actually, more particular muscles sa mga...
Medyo hindi pa siya ganun ka... Actually, medyo point of discussion pa rin niya minsan. Kasi for example, except for the super heavyweight ng mga bodybuilders, you're looking at size, symmetry, and definition. Diba? And then sa... pagdating mo sa 212 class, for example, it's mas magaan sila, pero same thing. Pagdating mo sa So physique, mm-mm, which becomes medyo nakakalito. Maybe you can enlighten us, parang how big is too big? Parang ganun eh.
Ah, talaga? Yeah. So hindi palakihan, yeah, lang ito.
Hindi lang siya palakihan. Then, actually, yun din yung, okay, definition. So how dry, mm-mm, how full your muscles, mm-mm, are.
How
so
dry?
So physique, okay, ano ba, di ba? Medyo mm-hmm, vague kasi medyo hindi mo gets rin yung ano eh.
Oo, as in medyo vague. Kasi, yeah, okay, well, usually, it's the overall package kasi. Yeah. So included, mm-hmm, na dyan yung posing, yung tan, yung pati yung hairstyle, yeah, niya, yung complexion. Yeah. It's
yung overall look talaga.
Ah, okay, mm-hmm, okay.
So ganun siya, hindi siya, kasi for example, from someone who doesn't really follow it, parang mukhang pareho lang yung dalawang tao. Mm-mm. Pero if you look at the details, mas may cut yung ganito niya.
Kaya pala karamihan ng mga tao pagdating sa bodybuilding, mostly yun nga, pareho silang tan. Lahat sila halos, ba't pala may tan sila lahat?
Brown na brown
medyo,
talaga.
Medyo pare-pareho yung, yeah, buhok nga nila. Pati hindi ko alam na pati kasi yung mga detalye na yun.
Kasi mas malina yung,
kasama, yeah, rin pala yun sa
flow. Like ito, mas vascular itong isa. Sa bikini, anong pinagkaiba niya sa figure?
Sa figure kasi, more emphasis on the taper. So, you need taper a wide beach back.
Okay.
Tapos, cap delts. Tapos, pati yung quads dapat meron din balance. Yung upper and lower. Sa bikini naman, emphasis is on the glutes. Okay. Parang the shape of the waist dapat maliit. So parang very feminine, may curves, yung ganun. Yung hindi masyadong hard or masyadong lean. Okay. So talagang, I guess it's the most yung parang fitness model, yung look niya. The most
so parang
relatable.
Medyo mas mainstream na yung ano niya. Yes, mas medyo mas mainstream yung.
Actually, nagiging popular na nga, no? I think kasi, yun nga, it's not too far from yung nakikita natin sa TV, ganun. Mm-hmm. Hindi siya yung freak na
and then it's medyo
freakishly
mas
big or ganun.
Andun yung sense of it's more attainable. Parang yes, hindi siya. Yan. Anyway, mamaya, right, we'll talk more about their competition experience, mm-hmm, and then mga tips mo nila. Right?
Ayun. So, 5:16 ng hapon, ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP, kapisahan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Tayo na makinig sa DZUP 1602. Ikaw ang po tayo sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Mapabuhok? Balahibo o kaliskis, lahat yan pwede dito. Kinig na sa Kwentuhang Pets at iba pa tuwing Miyerkules, alauna ng hapon, dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Traffic? Uy, pero makakadaan pa ako. Mas onti ang usok, mas masaya ang biyahe. Ang bilis na ng biyahe, nakakapag-exercise pa ako.
Kung malapit lang ang pupuntahan, pagbibisikleta ay subukan. Mabuti na sa kalusugan, makakatulong ka pa sa kalikasan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Iba talaga pag alam mong maraming sumusuporta sa'yo. Ang sarap ipanalo ng bawat laban. Bawat laro, bawat panalo, para sa bayan. Ito po si Diego Dario mula sa Batang Gilas, Pilipinas. Suportahan natin ang mga atletang Pilipino. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports! Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan!
Alright! Nagbabalik ang love ko ang sports at hindi pa tayo magkikwit na yun, no? kasama natin si teammate Wisdom at ako si teammate Ivan at ang special guest natin ngayon ay ang mga international competitive bodybuilders na si Patricia Ramos and Mico Resurrection, no? So,
competition experience, what's the best competition you've had? best placing, etc.
Best placing. Ako, for me, yung most recently concluded yung Arnold Classic Asia sa Hong Kong. Okay. Where I placed first sa junior division, tapos sa fifth naman sa short division. So,
ano yung pinakaiba ng junior and short?
Junior and short.
Height? Yung junior, my age. Okay.
So,
18
ages
to 23.
18 to 23. Okay.
And then yung short division naman, yun yung according to height. So, shorter than 160 cm.
Pero ito walang weight to. Walang weight division.
Walang weight.
So, it's age and height.
Nag-compete ba si... Actually, may good friend ako na physique. Nag-bikini si Annie Rivas.
No, she did not.
Alumni na. Ano na tama, yung kabatch ko yun sa CHK.
Hindi siya nag-compete pa this year.
Then, Miko.
Yeah. Well, for me naman, I haven't placed yet in top three or in the top first call-outs because that's what they call it. The top six is usually called the first call-outs. Yung top five, I mean. I think, kasi according to the statistics, that I looked for the scorecard, for the Sean Roden Classic. I think I got sixth in that. And then I got first in the local gym competition for physique. Mm. Yes. And for my first competition, the Mutant 2014, I placed in the top 20. I'm not sure exactly what my placing was, pero out of 80 or 90 competitors, so pwede na.
Pwede na. Yung Mutant, ito ba yung nandun sina Jay Catley?
Yes.
We have siguro mga 5 or 6 monsters sa Philippines.
Kasi yung iba nasa Kuwait. Alam mo, meron ako kasabay yun over the weekend na, hindi ko alam kung sino siya, no? Pero malaki yung katawan niya, medyo sakop niya yung buong plane seat namin sa tsaka yun nga, nakapanay lahat ng suot niya sa All Mutant.ph na nga.
Ano yun, baka sponsored.
Yun nga eh, so obviously ito nagbubuhat siya, pero
so,
yun nga, tama.
May mga, may handful of monsters sa Philippines, tapos yung iba, for some reason, sa Kuwait.
Oo, marami din sa Kuwait, actually.
So marami na rin nagpupunta doon.
Representing Philippine bodybuilding.
Most fun experience sa competing.
Mm-hmm. Para sa akin siguro yung sumabay kami nag-compete.
Yeah,
kasi mas madali talaga pag may kasama ka eh. May kasama ka mag-cardio, may kasama ka magluto ng manok.
For me naman, prep is the most difficult part. Yes, enjoy ko talaga yung competition talaga. Mm-hmm. Na when
the
you're
show.
There at the venue, na the ambiance, the overall atmosphere of the place. Ganun.
So, for our listeners lang, no, parang, describe or explain mo konti, what is the prep? Kasi when we say preparation, is it the lifting itself yung preparation?
Or is it right before the competition? Diba? So, sa venue,
when we talk about the prep for the show is?
Okay, when we talk about prep, it's how you condition yourself, how you build up your muscles to prepare for the show. So it really depends. Some prep as little as 8 weeks, which is medyo matagal na yan eh. Pero some even actually prep for mga 25 weeks, as long as 25 weeks. Mm-hmm. So during that time period, that's where our nutrition, we try to adjust it in order to lose the fat, build the muscle, and also our training is there.
Mm-mm. Actually, yung training, di masyado nagbabago. Nadadagdagan na ng cardio to burn more calories, to burn more fat. But otherwise, the nutrition, nababawasan yung food, training stays the same. Kaya mahirap eh, kasi wala ka masyadong food. Pero yung training mo, demanding pa rin.
Paano nababalance yung konting calories, konting kain, pero kailangan yung mag-build ng muscle. Parang nagka-counter ata siya.
Hindi, sa prep kasi, wala nang building ng muscle ng time na yan eh. Kasi what you're doing sa prep is...
No more building of muscle yun?
Wala na yan. Kasi
so, before ng prep, kailangan nakapag-muscle ka na.
Dapat nag-build, yeah. So,
that's why yung
pag
malaking-malaki
ka na, there's not much muscle that you need to gain. Pero yung pinaka-goal ng prep, diba, is just to lose the fat. Para mas makita yung muscles.
Mahirap yun.
Oo. Diba? Yung mahirap dun kasi parang, kung wala ka na-build sa off-season mo, lagot ka pag prep mo kasi... sinasculpt mo na lang yan eh. Kung walang underneath the fat, di mauubos ka lang kasi hindi ka nakapag-build.
Kasi unfortunately, ang subcutaneous fat nasa ibabaw ng muscle.
Bakit teammates na hindi mo tinuturo sa akin to? Alam mo, yung struggle ako parati mag-lose ng fat, hindi mo na tinuturo sa akin. Build ka lang, build ang muscle, tapos hindi mo sinasabi sa akin.
Magtatanong ka lang naman, wala ka namang gagawin. Pero ito, the yung prep nga is trying to lose all the fat while keeping the all the muscle that you have and you've gained. Pero yung hardest part is the last ilang days ba? Kasi pag sa compet itself, di ba, you should be at your top condition eh. So, Ano para ba? Sa akin, last week?
Two weeks before. Kasi parang malapit na, pero malayo pa. Mm. Tapos, alam mo yun, pagod ka na, gusto mo lang matapos na, pero medyo malayo pa, so hindi ka pa pwedeng bumitaw. Alam mo yun.
When do you start reducing your fluid intake?
Kami reduce lang, but we don't cut it entirely. Mm. So, earlier in the week, mga 5 days before, mataas yung water. And then, as it gets closer, medyo kumukonti lang. Pero even sa show day, siguro half a gallon kami. Okay. To a fourth of a gallon.
Sa physique, mas importante yung, ano, no, yung dryness, which is dehydration. So, sa'yo, gano'ng katagal na gano'n?
Same lang din. I don't like to, ano, as in, ayoko talagang bawas ng tubig as much as possible. Mm. Pero I do reduce naman. So, mga gano'n, half a gallon before the show. Tapos, ano, pag show day, sip-sip na lang.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Ng water para... Mm-hmm.
Gano'ng katagal yun pag sinabi mong pag show day, sip-sip lang yun, ano, yung ginagawa mo? I mean, usually, what time does the start, what does the competition start?
I mean, may pre-judging din ba sa physique?
Yes.
May pre-judging. So, usually, yung pre-judging, for men's, mga 11, 12. Tapos, after that, finals is around mga 6 or 7.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So, may period
mahaba, between. Mahaba-haba yung hintay.
Mahalos buong araw siya.
Ito yung hindi ko nag-guess eh. Bakit may pre-judging, tapos may final show? So, when do you get scored?
Sa pre-judging yung scoring. Pre-judging. And then the finals is more for yung show na talaga yung for the public.
Okay. Uh-oh. So
decided na actually by then, the time halos, sa, na, sa except finals. For the overalls.
Pero alam niyo na ba yung results by that time?
Usually,
yes.
Because actually, yung placing mo sa stage, kasi they'll call you na make a line. Mm-hmm. Tapos yung nasa gitna, sila usually yung first, second, third. Yung nasa sides, 5-6.
Mm-hmm. So pag nasa, kunyari, sa first call out ka, ibig sabihin nasa top.
Top 6 ka na. Mm-hmm.
So pwede may motivation pa kayo pagdating ng ano ng show mismo ng 6 o'clock for the public na mag-show pa, di ba?
Parang alam mo,
ibig sabihin na after the, lahat ng pinagtrabuhan ko, hindi ako umabot sa final call or sa first call.
Ibig sabihin, after ng pre-judging, pwede ka rin kumain.
Yung iba, kumakain naman ng konti, umiinom ng konti, ganun.
Usually yung mga third call-outs, second call-out, kasi alam na nila na.
I don't care na.
Pero ito, yung second call-outs or third call-outs, pag kumain ba sila sa araw na yun, mahahalata ba na may nag-gain ka agad sila? O hindi naman? Kasi pwedeng lumaki yung chan nila. Ay, ito, imagine mo naging bloated ka sa isang araw. Huwag kumain ka, let's say, pag Christmas, kumain ka ng isang meal, nagpa-bloat ka, feel na feel mo yun, ano, diba, laki ng chan mo.
Ang ano kasi, siguro ang magbabago lang yan is ano, yung kano ka grainy or vascular.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Explain what is vascular mean. Vascular, so, cardiovascular.
Vascular is the veins on the body. You can see it pop out. Parang ganun.
How close it is to the surface of the skin.
So lumalabas yung ugat. Ugat, parang mas batak. Kumbaga.
Mm. Kaya pala tinatawag ko yung vein.
Veiny. Walang ibig sabihin. So, yun yung unang mawawala actually. Ba? That's just the first thing that goes eh. Pag, okay, ma-aircon ka lang.
Oo, vascularity
mawawala. Wala
na nga eh.
And then, sa physique kasi medyo weird, no? You can't be too vascular.
Can't be too vascular.
Actually, yung nakikita ko yung ibang mga physique competitors, they're still big.
Oo, in person, lang parang,
yun. Ah, ganun, so TV talaga, medyo maliit ka. So, iniisip,
TV, medyo maliit. Di ba dapat magpapala?
Or sa screen, mas maliit.
Ah, talaga?
So, I would imagine, for example, if you would meet, say, yung sina mga Phil Heath, yung mga...
Oo, grabe sila.
So, gano'n na sila kalaki, tapos isipin mo height nila, mga 5'7", 5'6". Ha?
Pero may new category na ngayon sa Sean Roden. For physique, may novice na. I guess...
Ano bang meron ngayon last time sa Sean Roden?
Last
may
time kasi, short and tall lang yung classes, height classes. So, parang yung cutoff yata was like 5'7". Mm-hmm. So, 5'7 and below short, and then above that, tall. So ngayon meron ng novice which is you know yung mga hindi pa nag-place ng top 5 in any national show.
Okay.
So parang give chance naman sa mga hindi pa nakapag-place para hindi na rin sila mag-compete against the champions.
Na. So parang hindi ka you don't jump in the shark tank kaagad.
Oh, eh. Yes, exactly.
How important is nutrition sa sport nyo or sa bodybuilding? Is it half the battle? Is it part of it lang?
Well, for me naman, nutrition is one of the most important aspects sa prep. Because without nutrition, you wouldn't be able to lose the fats, mahirap mag-build ng muscle. So, nutrition talaga yung foundation ng bodybuilding for me.
ako din, talagang if your diet isn't on point, sayang lang din minsan yung ginagawa mo kasi hindi magre-reflect kung hindi mo i-adjust yung macronutrient ratio, pati yung timing, lalo na pag konti yung calories, wala ka nang gana mag-workout. Syempre, you want to time it around your workouts para may energy ka, di ba? So,
remember mo yung talk natin, calories, macronutrients.
Unfortunately, parati yung macronutrients ko nutrient is always super macro, parati. So kaya parati ako, pwede ako mag-exercise.
So, parang lumalabas sa nutrition is that yung training is the catalyst for your improvements, for your gains. Mm-hmm. Gains is a Z. Mm-hmm. Pero it has to be fueled by your nutrition.
Yes. Yes. Kasi, right.
What would you use to build muscle kung wala naman yung nutrients mo? Yung nutrition ba, where do you get your nutrition advice? Kasi, although meron kayong mga ano kasi, merong mga general guidelines, it's also very personal din eh, minsan eh. Mm-hmm. So, where do you get your initial info and then how do you adjust? Do you just go figure it out along the way?
Actually, we use sports nutrition books. Okay. So, we use that as our base. Mm-hmm. Tapos, tatry namin kung kulang ba or sobra ba. And then, we adjust it based on our expenditure. Like, on days na alam talaga namin na we're walking all day, hirap ng training, yun, increase kami. And then, pag rest day or hindi masyado active, yun, magbabawas kami. So, a lot of it is science-based. And then, may trial and error din.
Yeah, kasi iba-iba rin ano, yung response ng bawat tao eh. Pag bulking season, how many calories?
Bulking calories.
Before we go on a break.
Okay, for me naman.
5,000.
Hindi naman. Pero since I have a hard time putting on weight, I start to see the weight gain talaga mga 3, 4, 3, 5, 3, 6 calories.
Calories.
Okay. Yeah.
Mga ganun.
Parang regular ko ata yun.
This is quite a lot, no? Kasi sa akin, mga 3, 2.
Yeah.
And then, hindi kasi
para sa kanila
you have to try that out eh. Kasi lean for example kung twice a day ka lang kumain so 1.8 per meal isipin mo lang it sounds fun eh. Pero after a while parang it's a chore
it's a chore
masasaya natin na after the break.
Okay, mamaya 5:30 ng hapon ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapi ng KBP pisana ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka. Halika
Iniyahatid ng National Institutes of Health, University of the Philippines, Manila at DZUP 1602 ang Health Republic, kalusugang responsibilidad ng bayan. Health Republic. Abangan ang Health Republic tuwing Huwebes, alas 5 hanggang alas 6 ng gabi para sa mga kaalaman sa mga pulisiyang pangkalusugan. Dito sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Cheeseburger, 400 calories, check. Spaghetti, 400 calories, check. Fried chicken, 600 calories, check. Rice, 200 calories, check. Sundae, 280 calories, check. Soft drinks, 180 calories, check. Ang calories, hindi iniipon. Alagaan ang katawan, kumain ng tama. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
Simple lang naman ang gusto ko. Maging kaibigan ka. Makipaglaro. Makipaghabulan. Mag-share ng sandwich. Pero bakit iba ang nakuha ko? Peklat, sabunot, sigaw, away, sugat, panlalait. Bakit ganito?
Simple lang naman ang gusto niya, ang magkaroon ng kaibigan. Sana, maging kaibigan ka rin niya. Tigilan ang bullying. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pangpalakasan, pwera bolahan.
Alright, nagbabalik ang Love Kong Sports kasama si Teammate Wisdom at ako si Teammate Ivan at ang mga special guests natin na si Patricia Ramos and si Miko Resurrection na ay international competitive bodybuilder sila. At yun. So, kamusta naman yung mga training ninyo? Gano'ng kadalas kayo nagte-training?
How often? Monday to Sunday.
Usually, Monday to Sunday,
at least
every day.
5 days a week.
Yes, 5 days a week. And then, we both follow a powerlifting program.
Okay.
So, yung bodybuilding lang, pumapasok sa accessory movement. So, yun na yung isolation movement. Mm-hmm. So, we call it power building, powerlifting and bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm. Parang term niya na yan eh. Dr. Lane Norton.
Yes, exactly.
I know this stuff.
Yeah. Hindi ko alam. Napansin ko nga, hinahag mo parati sa akin yung mga tanong eh.
Pero when they say kasi accessory movements, yung mga single joints, so yung mga lateral raises, bicep curls, mga ganyan. So 5 days, how many sessions per day? Once lang.
Once lang. Okay. Pag off-season.
Kasi may iba kasi, twice a day.
Pag nagte-train kayo, nag-whole body kayo? I mean, whole body yung workout niya parate?
No.
Or parang yung sinasegment to?
Split niyo, for
splits,
example?
Yeah.
Ako, squat, bench, deadlift, then upper body accessories and lower body accessories. So, I train one movement per day and then yung last 2 days, parang more accessory na, yung more bodybuilding stuff na talaga. Okay.
Actually, same lang yung training ko since we both have the same coach. Ganun din.
Okay. Ba't yun naman yung coach niya? No? Sino ba yung coach niya na yun?
Our coach is Zach Trahan. He's based in the States. So, online yung yung program namin. Yes.
Interesting.
Try niyo sa sa RP.
Sa RP.
Rendis of Spiritization. Okay. Si Dr. Mike straight. Nakaka-chat kami sa niya.
Staff mo talaga ito. Misan, no?
How long does one training session last?
Kung mag-isa lang ako, about an hour and a half. Pero okay, kung sabay kami, nako.
Matagal.
Mga
2 hours.
Not 2 hours,
two
and a half.
More like 3.
Magwaran kayo ng couple workouts.
Hirap kasi matagal. Agawan ng bar eh. Agawan ng squat rack. So, hintayan.
For at least, the time goes faster. Pero nga, pag minsan, pag marami kang kausap, your rest intervals go out the window. Pero may bagong studies naman kasi that show, it's not really that important. Eh.
Rest intervals?
Parang rest as long
as you
need.
Don't rest too long na kailangan mo
mag-work. And what is too long?
yung kailangan mo mag-warm up.
Malamig na eh.
Yun. So, okay lang pala makipagkwentuhan sa gym eh.
Pwede makipagkwentuhan pero hindi yung tipong yung maya-maya nakaupo na.
Lumalamig na yung katawan.
Sounds like someone I know.
Then you add your cardio pag palagi or more towards pag nagpe-prep.
Pag nagpe-prep na. So, ikaw?
Ako naman, it depends when I want to do my cardio. Usually, I like to do it in the mornings before mag-start ng day. Mm-hmm. Pero pag walang time sa morning, after workout na lang. Mm-mm. Post-workout.
Ako same din, oo. Like, yun, umaga
usually. When do you do your cardio?
Hmm?
Kailan mo ginagawa cardio mo?
When I wake, when I get up from bed, go to the bathroom.
Go to the bathroom lang. Yun lang.
In relation to that, some people don't do cardio, especially some bodybuilders. Ganun ba ka-important ang cardio for you? For general fitness or health, yes. Pero for sa inyo personally or sa sport nyo?
Well, for me, in the off-season, I use it as a time then to recover. So, okay. I taper my cardio to maybe once a week, ganun, just to maintain lang yung adaptation. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, I really reserve it for PEP. Parang it's a fat loss tool for me eh. So, I don't want to use it as much as possible.
Pag ginawa niyo yung cardio niyo, gano'ng katagal?
For me naman, usually mga at least 40 minutes.
40 minutes.
At least 40 minutes.
So, umabot kayo sa fat burning na.
Same ako din.
Then, kasi, so towards the prep, no? Kasi you burn more calories during cardio eh. Compared sa, kasi 30 minutes of cardio, you burn more than 30 minutes of lifting weights.
Tama.
Kasi kung titignan mo naman yung lifting weights, for every 30 minutes, siguro dyan, mga 2 minutes lang yung actual, di, mga 5 minutes lang yung actual na lifting time. Eh. And then everything is just resting in between. Eh. For the reason why I brought this up kasi yung cardio for general fitness importante siya, cardiovascular endurance. Pero for a lot of sports, especially power sports, strength sports, it's not that important. Bodybuilding is not that important in cardio. Wala naman siyang aside from the fat burning na aspect.
Tama.
Yun lang siya. And then here's the thing. The more cardio you do, the more muscle you lose.
Yung nga, actually, kaya nga tinatanong ko rin na ano, kung paano yung ginagawa yung cardio nila. Kasi syempre habang naggusto nyo mawalan ng fat, kailangan mag-maintain pa rin kayo ng muscle, di ba?
Kaya ang
ang hirap parang binabalance.
Yeah.
Kasi yung 40 minutes na yun, never ko maririnig hindi mid-wisdom yung 40 minutes cardio na yun. Impossible.
Except
back,
it's something fun like basketball, jiu-jitsu.
Kami, we're reserving TV series. Yan, isang episode.
Tapos, tsaka kayo nagtatakbo.
Kasi, ano eh, kaya nga, if you do cardio and then you want to maintain muscle, you should must lower intensity.
Yes.
Kasi higher intensity tends to burn more muscle eh.
Katabolic effects. Tsaka it hits recovery talaga.
Yeah, and then, yeah, yung recovery nyo. Kasi you don't gain muscle during cardio. Eh.
Mama.
So, unless it's fun. For example, basketball. Naglalaro kami sa
mga. Hindi kayo fun yung basketball.
I know my muscles.
Makakontra lang talaga sa'yo. Eh, no?
What is your training philosophy? So, yun yung diet. Talking about cardio is not a big deal. training philosophy. Ano ba to? kasi ibang training philosophy kasi it's not, ano eh. It's not how long you live. It's about leaving a big corpse. Ganyan.
Yun.
Diba? Train hard, die big.
So, parang yung akin, ano, training philosophy ko, ano, train hard, para eat more, diba?
Don't train, die big. Sa inyo, is it?
For me naman, ano, it's a small progress is still progress. Kasi parang every improvement you make sa gym, parang may carry over din naman as in the long run naman. And for me naman, yung fitness and health lifestyle, it's a marathon. Hindi yan ano, sprint to the finish line. Mm-hmm. So, take every ano, chance you can get.
Ako naman, ano, small efforts made every day add up in the long run. So,
parang kinop yun.
Parang variation.
Parang classmate lang yun.
Pero yun, like, kahit na isipin mo konti lang yun, you're only able to do like a few more reps on that day.
Yeah.
Pag in-add up mo yun, like plus 12 reps din yun over how many weeks. So, you know, kahit isipin mo konti lang yun, meron pa rin yun.
Kaya, yun, tabang ang fitness and health is a marathon. It's not a sprint na, it's not how much you can train this week. And then, kasi, as long as you're alive, you can try to stay fit and be more fit. Ganun yung nangyayari. So, kaya, for example, sa college natin, no, kasi ang dami nating athletes, mga varsity, see them train. May iba sayang na, let's say, ang laki. Makikita mo kasi, some people are just built. Like, they never lifted weights. Pero yung mukha silang, ano, mukha silang monsters. Hindi naman. Pero mukha silang people have been lifting weights for at least 2 years. Then, they lift weights. Sobrang ganda ng progress. Yes. Then, tinamad na sila after. Then just go fat. So, sayang parang it. If I had
sinasabi ka ba teammate wisdom?
Hindi, marami. Hindi naman ito.
Sa mga
varsity, ang daming ganyan yung mga sayo. Pero, it's a marathon eh. So, nandun pa rin kasi yung motivation, yung pacing mo mentally. Kasi, in reality kasi, training is boring eh.
Totoo.
This is not fun. It's not like most sports. Pero what's fun is the progress. Eh. Yun yung
progress tsaka yung challenge na binibigay mo sa sarili mo. No? Sino yung mga ano, fitness inspirations ninyo? Uso na ngayon hashtag the Fitspiration, di ba?
Yes.
Something like that.
Tapos bathroom selfie, tapos bathroom selfie, tapos
ikaw ginagawa mo sa ano, di ba? Sa Facebook, pinapost mo.
Wait, tatamaan ka.
Wala
ba? Bakit?
Wala yung mga selfie.
Huwag kang mag-alala, si teammate wisdom mahilig rin sa ganyan.
Hindi naman, mga twice a year lang.
Mga twice a year lang, pero pag ginawa niya, talagang kaboom lahat ng mga tao, magre-reply. Tapos ano lang,
kasi,
siya. Tapos reply siya lang sa lahat ng comments. So okay lang yan, it happens to all of us.
Tsaka it only happens pag nag-weight cut eh. Hindi ka na mag- hindi ka na mag-selfie na at the end of a massing phase. Eh.
Dati ka pa nga, may video yun si, ano, si teammate wisdom sa ano eh.
It's been lost in the internet. Diba? It's gonna find it someday.
Fitspiration.
Sino yung hina-hashtag?
Ako, Liana Carr. She's a power builder din. Powerlifter and bodybuilder. Mm-hmm. Natural Federation in the US. Mm-hmm. So, gusto ko talaga siya.
And ako naman, yung Fitspiration ko, yung boyfriend ni Liana Carr. Si Alberto Nunez. Siya yung lifetime natural athlete. Tapos maganda naman yung training philosophies niya. Mm-hmm. Yung philosophy niya in health and fitness.
Uh-oh.
So, siya yung fina-follow ko.
So saka, kayo ba yung mga local na ano?
Hindi, recently lang sila nag-start mag-date. Kaya sabi namin, meant to be talaga. Mas matagal pa kami.
Kaya yung preparation nila. Parang, hey, what we do this din, oh. Okay.
Kami yung ginaya. Awesome.
How important is sticking to a program?
Very, very important. Diba? Lalo na pag naka-prep. Kasi okay, parang may momentum yan eh. Kung mawala ka sa program mo, mawala yung momentum, tapos mananotice mo yung strength mo, medyo pumaba.
Yeah.
Tapos wala, magugulo lang. So maganda yung may program to make sure that you're progressively overloading over time. You're always progressing.
Yun. Sasabi ko sa students ko eh, if you don't have a program, you don't plan for success. Kasi hindi pwedeng, sabi nga nila, showing up is half the battle eh. So pumasok ka lang sa gym is half of it. Pumasok ka doon next day half. Pero hindi kasi pwedeng punta ka lang sa gym. And then just do whatever you want. Di ba?
Parang, yan ang niniwala siya sa sabi mo eh. Araw-araw ako na sa gym kasama mo eh.
Ano?
Sa gym, araw-araw ko mapasok. So half the battle na rin.
At least every 2 days you
get one. Pero wala naman na mabawas na calories. Niloko mo ko eh.
Tsaka yung sa program kasi sometimes yung iba, they do too much naman na hindi naman kailangan.
Nababurn out sila.
Tama. Which is why yun nga sinasabi, it's a marathon eh. It's not how much you can do now. It's how much you can do until you die or something else happens.
Alright, mamaya pag-usapan natin na yun ka nalang ano no, mga na-inspire ng mga tao through
social,
ano,
media, social stardom. Media.
Yes. So, oras po natin ngayon, 5:45 ng hapon ng DZUP 1602 ay kasapit ng KBP, kapisanan ng mga broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka! Halika na makinig sa DZUP 1602.
Madrama ka ba? Huwag nang magdrama dahil mapakinggan mo na ang makulay na kwento ng ating mahal na universidad. Dahil ang kwento ng UP ay kwento nating lahat. Abangan ang UP nating mahal tuwing Martes, alas 6 hanggang alas 7 ng gabi sa DZUP 1602, kasali ka!
It's okay to breathe. Release the stress. Live your life. A public service announcement from DZUP 1602, kasali ka.
Jogging,
basketball,
kumain ng maraming gulay,
8 hours of sleep a day,
yoga,
taekwondo,
biking,
mountain climbing,
prutas,
gymnastics,
minom ng maraming tubig,
push-ups,
volleyball,
ballet,
tai chi,
weightlifting,
swimming,
football,
diet,
break dancing,
arnis,
maraming paraan para magkaroon ng malusog at malakas na katawan. Isang paalala mula sa DZUP 1602. Kasali ka!
Love ko ang sports. Ang talakayang pampalakasan, pwera bolahan.
Nagbabalik ang Love ko ang sports kasama si Teammate Wisdom, ako si Teammate Ivan at ang mga special guests natin na si Patricia Ramos at si Miko Resurrection na international competitive bodybuilders sila na. Pero aside sa pagiging international competitive bodybuilders sila no. Siyempre mga new breed na ng mga ano to. Hindi naman new breed talaga because more of nag-share sila sa mga sa social media sa kanilang mga efforts nila and in mga careers nila. And usually sa mga bagong atleta or for anyone new no in sports. Ito ay isang paraan kung paano magpakilala or gawin parang siyang profile in terms na parang portfolio, no? So, ilan ba yung mga, anong social medias ba kayo, no? Sikat? Technically sikat. kasi parati nandun tayo sa point na parang hindi pa ako ganun kasikat ata eh. Technically kukumpara ko sa isang taong mas marami 5 million you know, followers or something, di ba?
Okay, si PewDiePie ka, 17 million.
Oh, di ba?
Actually, hindi pa naman siya ganun kalami.
Oh, di ba? Pero, sabi ko sa iyo eh.
Sa ako naman, pinaka-active ako sa Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And then, may konting YouTube din, may konting Facebook. Mm-hmm. Pero Instagram talaga yung main ko.
Ayun.
Mm-hmm. Same lang, Instagram din.
Ano yung mga usernames niyo para ma-follow naman kayo ng ating mga listeners? Para makita naman yung physique niyo, hindi lang ano, hindi lang mga boses.
Parang ayoko
sabihin. Sabi niya, eh, si Patricia, hindi siguro ganun ka, ano yan, kasi physique yun, medyo maliit lang yung boses na.
Okay, sige. At Little Miss Patricia ako.
Then, ako right. Naman, at The Fit One.
Yun. Okay, yun, The Fit One na. Pero hindi ka, ano?
Fit One.
Hindi naman One yung pangalan mo.
Juan First Miguel.
Name. Ah, Juan Miguel ba? Okay. So, kilala ka ba as Juan? Hindi naman. Miko talaga.
Miko talaga.
Mm. Minsan, tawag nila, Fit One. Yun, Uy, Fit One.
Oo nga eh.
Medyo weird, sa
medyo weird nga.
Ano yung pinakamaraming yung feedback sa social media? Sa Instagram, I would assume.
Instagram
ano. So, maraming mga tao were inspired by your, by what you do. Pero yung mga feedback ba nila din or yung mga reactions na, does it also inspire you din? Does it go both ways?
Oo, kasi keeps us accountable eh. Siyempre, okay. Alam mong kahit papano they want to see yung nangyayari sa iyo. Mm. So parang syempre mahihiya ka kung bigla kang tama rin tapos wala ka nang gawin.
Tama,
so
tama.
Yun yung biggest help sa akin lalo na pag naka-prep.
Mm. As in for me naman, I like to see na parang nagpipick up na rin nila yung mga training philosophies of bodybuilding and parang a way to apply it into their day-to-day lives.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I think yung biggest na gusto naming takeaway, if meron man mag-visit ng profile namin, is yung, about sa diet.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi, pagdating sa bodybuilding, iniisip man ng mga tao, kailangan boiled chicken, sabaw, ganun. Like, yun lang yung pwede. Mm-hmm. And kami, yung pinaka-gusto naming sabihin is, hindi kailangan ganun. Mm-hmm. Kasi, it's not just the food source. Mm-hmm. Siyempre, mahalaga pa rin kung anong source ng food. Pero you have to take into account din yung caloric content ng food. So
this is actually what you call flexible dieting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something fairly new in the Philippines. But okay. In the States, yeah. It's picking up a little bit. They call it IIFYM, if it fits your macros.
Mm-hmm.
So what it really is parang my set calories per day based on your body weight, your activity levels. Tapos pagkasya yung foods mo in the day to those calories, to your macronutrients, which is carbs, protein, and fat, pasok. Okay naman.
Parang it doesn't have to always be the same foods. Kasi sino bang gusto magbaon
every
time na labas?
Boiled chicken.
ang hirap naman nun.
Boiled
so,
chicken and dry oatmeal.
kilala ko yung mga ganyan, mga nagka-bypass na eh.
Oo. Kaya meron kaming hashtag actually eh. The SNR diet.
Mm-hmm.
Kasi kahit nung nagko-compete kami, we were still eating, you know, yung normal food, kumbaga. Parang nagpipizza pa rin ako once a week, yung ganun. Para lang mapakita na look. Nagko-compete kami, but we're trying to show you na pwede nyo rin naman gawin yung kumain sa labas paminsan-minsan as long as, you know, you account for it sa daily calories mo. Mm-hmm. So, yun.
And actually, clean eating kasi, na parang here in the Philippines, which is very popular in bodybuilding, parang it's okay naman.
Mm-hmm.
As in, if it works for you, that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Pero the biggest thing that IIFYM or flexible dieting brings is the sustainability.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Because you can't be able to stay in broccoli,
kamote,
chicken breast year round. So parang this is a way for you to be able to sustain your diet and still achieve your goals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yung pinag-usapan natin dun sa nutritional priorities eh.
Mm-hmm.
It's calories and macronutrients and siguro nutrient timing that matters.
Mm-hmm.
Yung food composition doesn't really matter eh. So parang doesn't matter kung yung meat mo nang yung protein mo nanggaling sa egg or sa chicken.
Okay.
It's still protein is protein eh. As long as that it's not plant-based source kasi ibang usapan na 'yon. Pag ganyan kasi minsan nagtatanong, sir, okay ba yung eggs? I mean, depende how much protein do you get per day. Ito sa I'm sure you get a lot of syempre pag marami na kayong followers, they would have a lot of questions minsan as sa profile or sa private messages.
Uh-oh.
How do you respond? Kinakaya ba or minsan naya si Sinzo niyo?
As much as possible, tinatry naman namin kahit na medyo long-winded na yung answers kasi hindi naman nasasagot ng isang sentence
lang.
So, minsan natatagalan pero at least medyo mahaba naman yung answers na nakukuha. So,
Pero usually, same lang naman yung questions. Eh. Anong yeah, sups? Yeah. What sups do I take?
Mm-hmm.
Parang interested talaga in supplements.
Yeah. And that's the thing. People think na, oh, if I just take supplements, gonna get much bigger. Hindi eh.
Parang feeling nila minsan wonder drug yung mga supplements.
Or pag uminom ng whey protein, biglang lalaki magically. Mm-hmm. Sabi ko, hindi ganun yun. Pero, you know, it's a supplement to the diet. So, kung pwede, pwede naman. Pero
then, yung sustainability nga, diba?
Di yung mga accounts nyo ba sa Instagram, minimaintain nyo ba kung ano yun ginagawa nyo for your bodybuilding? Or naglalagay rin kayo ng mga personal stuff?
May konti. Ako,
okay, arts and craft.
May ano din naman, may konting personal stuff. Mm-mm. Pero for the most part, kasi gym is life eh.
Yeah.
So parang, ganun din naman eh. And ano, if ever man may iba, parang we try to relate it pa rin to fitness. So, mm-hmm. kunwari, lalabas kami magta-travel, mm-hmm. we'll show yung dadali namin if ever, anong mm-hmm. balak namin gawin for training, yung ganun. Kahit pa paano may konting connect.
Nafe-feel nyo ba yung power nyo through social
media? I mean, do you get my mga request pa minsan na, ay, do this?
Yung mga,
mama, ito magpapadala ng t-shirt. Oo
nga, may mga napapadala pa
sa inyo. If I say, that's one of the best parts.
Talaga?
Sometimes my water bottle na pwede ilagay ng fruits, tapos maging, ano, parang,
masaya yung food.
Yung food.
Talaga, mapapadala ng food.
Ako, ano, so far, mukhang ano eh, mukhang tire pa lang sa, tire cap, alam yung tire cap sa ano? Yung mga yun pa lang bibigay sa ginagawa.
Kala ko, kotse, mamanan.
Hindi, mga tire cap pa lang eh.
Tsaka yung
maganda babayaran ko pa.
Yung maganda sa flexible dieting kasi, we can eat anything. So, hindi kailangan yung health.
Yeah, sa bagay. So,
like recently, may nagpadala ng cookies. So,
you just have to compute yung macros.
Right.
Yung macros na yung calories.
Was nice enough to compute it for us.
For you.
Talaga?
Cookie Bar Manila.
Cookie Bar Manila, thank you.
So, nag-unboxing kayo nyan, ano? Sa social media din. Mm-hmm. May mga kayaan din minsan.
Yun naman yung fun part.
So,
yun.
Kaya natin muna, matapos na yung show natin. So,
well, final words of advice for people na siguro active ngayon mm-hmm. and then might think about going into physique competition, bikini competition.
For me, just do it talaga. Don't be intimidated. Yeah. Don't overthink it. Gawin mo lang, try mo muna bago mo i-judge, bago mo isipin na hindi to para sa akin. Try mo muna.
For me naman, it's best to find the sustainable program, find the sustainable diet plan that's suited for you para at least in the long run you'll be able to excel and you'll last.
So yun, parang may sinasabi dalawa sa atin ang TV twist namin. Yung kay Patricia para sa iyo, yung kay Miko para sa akin. So it suits as well, no?
Yes.
Salamat talaga sa inyong ano.
Yes, thank you so much.
So pagdalaw dito sa aming thank munting you. Radio station. No? Sana marami kayong ma-inspire na mga doon sa fitness and health, no, para at kumain ng mabuti. No, so ang oras po natin ngayon 5:56 ng hapon, ang DZUP 1602. Oh wait, bago noon, cut na muna.
Ano?
Yeah, ano?
Yeah, shout out na muna.
'Yon.
Can you just give a shout out
surely.
To our supplement sponsor is Supplement Hub. Mm-hmm. So you can visit them at second floor Titanium Building in Holy Spirit Drive.
Oh, may ano rin sila, Supplement Hub. May deliveries din yan.
Ayun. Yes. And follow nyo si Nico tsaka si Patricia sa fitme.ph ang kanilang YouTube account, no? So yun, ang oras po natin ngayon ay 5:57 ng hapon. Ang DZUP 1602 ay kasapin ng KBP, Kapisanan Mga Broadcaster ng Pilipinas. DZUP 1602, kasali ka.